One, two, three, four. Just another day at my dead-end profession. I'm living day to day. Yeah, listening to some good old country records on the radio. And yeah, what else can I say?
I was hoping that if we did this, they'd turn off the Prince or whoever this is. But anyway, welcome. We are doing a live episode here at the Bar Pink in North Park before we do our UFC event, our experimental event.
It's super experimental because nobody's here, so we'll see.
Yeah, I thought you promoted this. I thought that you were in charge here.
I handed out flyers. I did paid Facebook ads. I don't know what to tell you, Ryan. It's one of those things.
All right, I'm in charge next time.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll give you that. You're a much better promoter than I am.
Dave's not here. He's doing a show in Mexico. We did a show with we did a show together last night. Bar crowd, El Cajon, biker territory.
So kind of like the landing.
Yeah, a little bit like that. Only there was people there.
Oh, okay.
Which was made it much different. And you know what? I loved it there. They were loud. I was louder. It was one of those things where I'm like, I don't even know why I'm doing this. It's gonna be loud. It's gonna be rowdy.
Right.
So before I went there, I just decided I am gonna go up there. I am gonna think about the three things that are bothering me most, and I am just gonna fucking lose it.
So you basically just went on a rant.
I went on a meltdown. Okay. No, a rant is what I usually do. I had a full-on meltdown about everything that was bothering me.
You started going off on gun control.
I did. I went off not so much on the position I felt about it, just how people were stupid for ending friendships no matter how they felt about it.
Right.
Seriously, if you have ended a friendship over how you feel about guns, you're a fucking idiot. It's a stupid reason to end anything.
I mean, unless the feeling is, don't point that gun at me. That's one good reason to end a friendship about guns.
You don't know his story. Yeah. Why is he pointing the gun?
I'm judging too much.
You're judging. You're gun shaming, and I don't like it. As you know, I'm booking a tour right now. And you and Dave are going to do some dates, hopefully, with me.
Right.
I think that's going to be great. But unfortunately, you guys couldn't commit to the entire thing.
Right.
Which is fine. You had a new baby, so certainly that's a part of it. But I needed some people that I could bring out with me for the entirety of it. Mm-hmm. And so I, against my better judgment, I put up a ad on Facebook and Instagram and
I saw that.
Twitter.
The second I saw it, I thought, Ryan's not this dumb. I wonder what he's doing. Did someone hack his Facebook?
I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I need somebody that's experienced and can help with booking. And, you know, because I said I would never go on another tour by myself. Mm-hmm. I remember saying that to you guys at the end of the Endless Bummer Tour.
Right.
There's so many reasons for that. But I'm like, no more by myself. I need someone to help me with bookings, help me with planning. You know, I don't want to be fighting these battles all by myself. So I put it out there. I'm like, I'm not going to announce them yet, but I did find at least one guy that is going to be on the tour with me. You know him. I'll tell you off air, and I'll announce him soon. Anyways.
It's Dave.
No, he's last choice.
Yeah.
So anyways, before finding him, though, I got about 12 or 13 pretty decent submissions,
right.
You know, and I put up a very, very strict and specific qualifications. You know,
right.
Some were loose, like, I'd prefer to know you, but if I don't, that's fine. Send me some video, and, you know, it's a plus if you know someone that will vouch for you.
Right.
And I was like, all right, and another not strict one, I'm like, I'd prefer you'd be male, because this isn't a women aren't funny thing.
No, but you can share hotel rooms. It's not weird.
We're sharing hotel rooms. Sometimes you're sharing beds, dude.
Yeah.
You know, and you're sharing changing areas, certainly. And, you know, not only with what's going on right now with, you know, a lot of men being accused of being creeps, just for my comfortability and theirs, I just think it's better across the board. You know, someday when I'm rich and famous, I'll be happy to get you your own hotel room.
Right.
But on a low-rent, ghetto-ass tour like I'm planning, Just find some females to tour with, you know.
Plus, you're afraid of their period attracting bears. Both
that
of those
is a
valid
big concern.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so I put that out there, and I put on. You saw the ad, several lines. Please don't contact me if this does not apply to you, even if it's just a gotta take a shot or one of those stupid things people say.
What you don't realize is there's so many people whose idea of success is applying for something that they don't qualify for. They apply for a job. They're like, well, it says here you need to be a doctor and have a couple years of residency, but I did watch Doogie Howser a lot. I guess I could just click that off.
Right. So I got some decent submissions, but, you know, 12 or 13 guys like, hey, listen, I don't meet all the criteria, but, you know, here's some things.
Right.
So those are about 7 to 12 pretty okay ones, you know, which I considered the pool. Then I got about 20 or so like, hey, listen, man, I'm a comic. I can't help you book in other cities.
Right.
I've never been on tour, and I can only commit to about half of these dates.
And by
what
the
do
way,
you say?
By the way, by comic, I mean I've done 4 open mics.
Oh, no. No. We'll get to those. Because I got about 75 to 100.
Wow.
I mean, and they ranged from...
Did you get They Think I'm Funny at the Office?
I got a few of those.
Oh.
My favorite.
I can go on tour. I'm funny at the office.
My favorite was I've always considered being a stand-up comic, and I think that a tour would be the perfect chance to determine if this is the field for me.
Never Julie. Never Julie.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's just... I couldn't believe some of the stuff I got. It was, hey, listen, I know you said not to contact you unless I have 4+ years experience. I'm 6 months into open mics.
Right.
I know you said that that I have to be able to book outside of California to help with the booking process. I've never booked a show, period, everywhere, including California. However, I'm very motivated. And I can help pay for costs such as flight and travel. I'm like, I should hope so.
People have to stop like watching inspirational movies.
Really?
And,
that is what I see. You know what?
They saw The Pursuit of Happiness and thought they could be the stockbroker.
I could see that in the way they wrote it, you know, because there's a lot of people like, hey man, I don't meet any of your criteria, but I just had to take a shot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got that from like watching someone's Behind the Music.
Right.
You got that from someone's stupid autobiography.
Wait, wasn't that Sinbad's story?
That was Sinbad's story. Hey man, I just showed up behind fucking comedy clubs and said, put me on. God. And they said, you're a hard worker. The rest is history, aka house guest.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Like, you know, I know you said please don't hit me up, but you know, I read in my self-help book that you just gotta go for it sometimes. And by the way, I've never touched a microphone.
Yeah, it is funny when people think that they can jump into that. And I remember kind of being in that vein. I remember before I started comedy, looking at stand-ups and being, I love stand-up and I'm funny. I bet I could do that. Yeah, you can, but it's going to take years of practice and a lot of work and writing and rewriting. And oh, by the way, even if you're Louis C.K., you got to write stuff and then go perform it in front of a crowd and then get their feedback and change it. You can't just be like, well, I'm funny. I'm sure I could jump on stage on a tour and do polished material for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah. And, you know, one open mic should solve that for you.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, the problem becomes if these open mics, similar to Bringer Circuits, you have a whole bunch of your people there, and it will seem like you're great. It will seem like you're the next Louis C.K. It will seem like you don't need to do anything else, but that's because they're your friends.
And I think a lot of it, too, speaking of friends, is a lot of people have already made the announcement to their group of friends that I'm going to be a professional comedian within the next 3 years. And 3 years is coming up pretty quick, and they have nothing to show for it. So they really need something to be like, look, they need the next announcement to make on Facebook to their group of friends, which is I'm on a tour or I've landed a TV show, not knowing, oh, man, I'm nearly 10 years in. I just, you know, I keep getting a bunch of no's. They want the gratification that, you know, they've done something.
You know, the problem with comedy is that it seems so easy. You're just a person on stage talking. And to anybody who hasn't experienced it or done it, it seems like, well, I can go on stage. I can talk into a microphone. Look, that guy didn't write a book. He didn't perform a play. This isn't Hamilton. Why not? Why can't I do it? That's one of the deceptive things about it. When you see like a Chappelle who has it ironed down to a perfect edge, that took so long. There's so much work in there. There's the work that he took to get to that point in his comedy career. There's that material that he's told 100 times to 100 different audiences and tweaked left and right. What you see seems so easy in the end. It's just one of those deceptive things where the hard work doesn't show unless you know what you're looking at.
Yeah. And again, I just think that a lot of them, you know what I've always seen? Is comedians that start doing it and they announce their intentions to tour on Facebook. I always love that. I always want to do like my own little satirical news article, like brand new comic announces intentions to tour. And now that they realize it's harder than they think to even book something, they're like, they see me put up like, hey, I need a comic to go on tour. They're like, oh, perfect.
You can tour open mics. You could do that. That's you don't have to book those.
Yeah, you know, that was my first quote unquote tour, and I looked up open mics up and down the coast. and I just hit them all at my own dime.
Yeah.
Sure, do that if you want.
Sleep in your car and do that. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
So now, as we mentioned, we're live here at Bar Pink. We're going to be viewing the fights pretty soon.
Yeah.
This is either going to be a huge disaster or it's going to be a great new thing. And maybe it'll take time to build steam. We already have three people that showed up just to hear us do this.
Right. Plus five altogether.
Five altogether. And so I'm looking forward to it. Sparsely attended, sure.
Right.
But
it'll be like a fun fight at your house, but we'll have microphones.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to be fair, in my living room, it sounds like I'm holding a microphone at all times at the volume I talk.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because I think it'll be an interesting thing. You know, Joe Rogan is obviously a very accomplished comedian, but he can't be a comedian ringside. He's talked about this before. He's got to respect the fighters, respect what they're doing. It would be disrespectful to be making jokes.
I can make fun of their stupid hair.
Right, while they're putting it on the line. But we here on TV, we're just watching it on TV, we can make fun of them all we want. That's not disrespectful at all.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
just
fine
fun for everybody involved.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, I think we should get started on this.
Let's do it.
All right, guys, so we're going to get on to this. Hope you like this abbreviated Degenerates episode, sans Dave. And hope next time you're able to make it out to one of our live UFC events. So,
all right, we'll see you soon. Cruising with the twos.
Ooh, yeah, time passing by. Ooh, yeah, time passing by. Motherfucking time is passing by.